This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to be joined in the studio by the mayor of Perth, the Honorable Judy Brown. Judy, thank you for being here today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always nice to have you here. We get to catch up on what is going on around the town. It's nice to be doing this in person, too. I mean, it's been over Zoom for many of the times that we've spoken. Yes. But it is good to be here. Now, you're fresh back from the Good Roads Conference that took place. For any of our listeners who don't know what that is, maybe you could explain it for us.
Good Roads is like many other conferences. It has speakers and presentations to further educate the municipal people there on particular topics. And the focus for this one was roads. The premier spoke and said that the government was planning on spending $28 billion over the next few years on roads and safe roads. And that was the basic theme of the conference. We did have an opportunity to meet with the Minister of Transportation, Carolyn Mulroney. So these meetings are set up by request individual municipalities can speak to the minister responsible about a concern that they have. So we did bring up the intersection of Drummond and Highway 7 and our concern with the difficulties of people making left-hand turns when they are eastbound. And so we really felt like we were listened to and that attention would be paid to the situation.
What do you want to see happen at that intersection? It's obviously one that people have been talking about for years.
We need a left turn light if you're going east.
And that's the long and the short of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the province has further plans for Highway 7, which are not really definite yet, so they hesitate to make any changes until it fits into that plan.
Do you know, can you tell us any bit about that plan? I'm sure that that's piqued the interest of many of our listeners.
I would love to tell you about it, but I have no information. They have not given us any details yet.
So will you be looking for money? Because one thing that we always hear about whenever we talk about roads and infrastructure, there's always somebody who will come forward, whether it be comments online or whatever, saying they need to fix the roads in our town and looking at potholes and just, you know, the basic, the roads that the town itself is responsible for. How does this tie into that, or does it at all?
Well, so like many municipalities, we have aging infrastructure. For example, the pool and the arena were built back in the 60s, and things don't last forever. So that in addition to the surface infrastructure, like the streets, we have those expenses to consider as well. We do plan on doing Mary Street this year, but we can really only afford, with all of the other demands on the budget, we can really only afford to do one street a year.
And that is pretty much the way that most municipalities work. You know, they pick an area and then we'll focus on that for the year. We wanted to touch on a number of other things. Was there anything, you know, related to roads and so on that you wanted to mention before we did move on to another topic?
I don't think so. We've started work on the upgrades to the Rogers Road Bridge, but other than that, we've had there's a concern of people in Perth more that there aren't sidewalks. That wasn't required of the developer at the time. So, but also, I'm told there's increasing pedestrian traffic on Rogers Road with people going to the medical clinic and so on. So if we're going to start adding sidewalks, it's got to be an overall plan.
Yeah, it certainly would. And when you look at the summer ahead, are there any major projects there? I mean, you mentioned the work that is already planned, but are there any major projects that people can expect to see over the summer months in Perth?
No, just Mary Street in terms of construction.
Well, that's pretty nice because it's also the summer season. We welcome many tourists to to the area.
Yes.
And it actually sort of kicks off with the Festival of the Maples this weekend. A lot of people will be coming here to town. You must be looking forward to your first summer as mayor.
Yes, for sure. It's a great event. You know, if the weather's good, we can get between 15 and 20,000 people.
It's amazing.
Which is staggering. Fortunately, there's a shuttle bus from Algonquin.
Absolutely, because it does shut things down here for
yes.
Yeah, for that time. Absolutely. And as you look at the summer ahead, we know that we have a beautiful town and so on, and we always look at things like the traffic increases that come along with that, and the town is ready in your estimation?
Yes, there's always parking is an interesting topic. In the minds of most people, there's never sufficient parking, but people tend to like to park in front of their destination, i.e. a store on Gore Street, but there is quite a bit of parking in the off-street lots, and it's very inexpensive.
It is, and if you go by the basin, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can make a whole journey of it going to
yes.
the restaurant or store that you wanted to go to. You also wanted to talk about affordable housing when it comes to the town, and let some people know that there are some options that are related to the town. But I mean, it's a huge picture that involves all three levels of government.
Yes, that's correct. Affordable housing is a huge concern. We don't have enough of it. I'm sure that's the case with most other municipalities. Affordable housing is a responsibility of the county, but at this present time, there was a grant, either federal or provincial, whereby a unit was being built in Smiths Falls, but unless another grant like that comes through, you know, there's not going to be a large project. But conversely, the town a couple of years ago did pass a bylaw whereby if someone wants to build a secondary home in their backyard, there is a $5,000 grant to enable them to do so. And I see this as ideal for somebody, for example, that has an aging parent. They don't really want them to move in with them, but if they lived in this home in the backyard, it provides some distance. They can watch over their parents, and perhaps the parents can help with babysitting.
And that that grant that you're talking about, how much is it for?
$5,000.
And that's from the town or the province?
That's from the town.
That's from the town.
Yes.
Well, how many of those grants would you give out?
So far, one. But it hasn't been adequately publicized yet. And I'm hoping when the people start construction of this one to spread the word so further people apply for it.
Now, certainly you can't, you know, add a suite for $5,000, but it will certainly go
that's
a long
right.
way.
Yes, that's right.
And it helps to cut the budget and make it a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Perth's really been a leader in, you know, we've had these conversations with affordable housing advocates many times, and they point to Perth, how mm-hmm. you can have, in one place, you can have three dwellings. You can have the primary dwelling, a secondary unit that's attached to the home, and then a tiny house if you wanted
yes.
to in the same area.
Yes, our bylaws allowed for that, yes. There's also a group spearheaded by Reverend Davis from the Anglican Church who wishes to, their original plan was to put three units of affordable housing in on a lot in Perth Works. Now they're expanding their plans to 12 units. But they're going to have to do a lot of fundraising.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess this is the time when we get to see if people will really come forward and help out. We know mm-hmm. that we have a very generous community. And I think that a project like that certainly goes beyond the borders of Perth,
yes.
where you will have fundraising taking place really across the region,
mm-hmm.
Because it you never know who could be moving into those homes. But it also sets a very good precedent if it can work. You mentioned earlier the unit that's going up in Smiths Falls, and boy, is that ever going up fast. It sets that precedent where people can try to do that mm-hmm. same sort of thing in their own town. So I think that is pretty much, it's obviously not a solution, but it shows that work is being done.
Yes, that's right.
And the town is at the forefront because you,
yes.
I know that you've advocated for, you know, giving land to these projects
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
so on, that, and making sure that, you know, permits and so on and all that are expedited.
That's one of the difficulties with building affordable housing. The town would like to help by donating a lot, but the town doesn't own very much property. So
you do what you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Another project that I know that you're very proud of is this bus project. And why don't you tell our listeners about that and where you're at?
Yeah, so with the help of Marilyn Bird from Leonard Transportation and Chris Hahn, the dean of Algonquin, is also involved. So we worked through the preliminary details, and the launch will be May 7th. We're going to have a booth at Festival of the Maples to let people know about it. I've done a survey to determine interest. So at the start, it will only be one day a week till we can ascertain the amount of interest. Right now, the focus, you could say, I guess, is kind of towards seniors that, don't drive anymore. This will give them an opportunity to go get groceries. It'll give them an opportunity to go and Tim Hortons and just get out of the house and sit and visit for a while. So it's a good start. According to, we will see how it proceeds according to the amount of support it gets.
And what have you heard, like, as far as support goes so far? Like, I know that anyone who I've mentioned it to or spoken about, we did a story on it when it was first announced and so on. Feedback seemed pretty positive.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. The last thing I'll just ask you is, how's council been going so far? Like, here we are, you're a few months into this term of council, and are you happy with the way things have gone?
Yes, extremely happy. A great group of councillors. I've heard of some councils in the past that those they didn't like each other very much, and that sort of thing doesn't help to getting the work of council done in an expeditious fashion. So, yeah, and they're all, I would characterize the members of council as all being very caring people with the interest of the municipality at heart.
And sharing different viewpoints, too, because it's important to note that as everybody likes each other and gets along, there are still many different ideas that get brought to the table.
Oh, absolutely. We have some lengthy discussions sometimes.
So I've heard. Well, Judy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. We really appreciate these updates, and we certainly look forward to the next one. Is there anything you wanted to leave our listeners with today?
I would like to leave people with the thought of, I know COVID has been tough. It was tough to be locked down for a lengthy period of time. But I detect a certain amount of negativity in the goings-on in town, and I just try to encourage people to be positive.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate that, Judy, and certainly some sound advice. Thank you again so much for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
Our guest today on In Focus, the mayor of the town of Perth, Judy Brown. Don't forget, we've got another edition of In Focus coming up tomorrow, and you can listen to our recent versions of In Focus on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca.